ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Team. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, Text 21. And then we're going to the next verse because no problem.
Kadachid bhagna mahana tamstra dujana danda shukaira labda nidrakshano vyatita hidayana kshiyamane mana vigyano vanda kupe andavat patati kadachit
sometimes
vaknamana damstra
whose teeth of pride are broken
durjana danda sukai
by the envious activities of evil men
who are compared to a kind of serpent.
Alapta nidra kshana,
who does not get an opportunity to sleep.
Vyatita hridayena,
by a disturbed mind.
Anukshyamana,
gradually being creased.
Vijnana,
whose real consciousness,
Andakupe,
in a blind well,
Andavat,
like illusion,
Patati,
he falls down.
Mm-hmm.
In the forest of the material world, the conditioned soul is sometimes beaten by envious enemies, which are compared to a serpent and other creatures. Through the tricks of the enemy, the conditioned soul falls from his prestigious position. Being anxious, he cannot even sleep properly. He thus becomes more and more unhappy, and he gradually loses his intelligence and consciousness. In that state, he becomes almost perpetually like a blind man who has fallen into a dark well of ignorance. Sounds like me. Next verse, there's no purpose.
Karisma chitkama madhulavan vichinvan yada paradara paradravyani avandhano ragnya swami bhirva nihata patati apare niraye.
I think I'll just go to the translation. The conditioned soul is sometimes attracted to the little happiness derived from sense gratification. Thus he has illicit sex or steals another's property. At such a time he may be arrested by the government or chastised by the women's husband or protector. Thus simply for a little material satisfaction he falls into a hellish condition and is put into jail for rape, kidnapping, theft and so forth. Material life is such that due to indulgence in illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, and meat eating, the conditioned soul is always in a dangerous condition. Meat eating and intoxication excite the senses more and more, and the conditioned soul falls victims to women. In order to keep women, money is required, and to acquire money one begs, borrows, steals. Indeed, he commits abominable acts like that causes him to suffer both in this life and in the next. Consequently, sex must be stopped by those who are spiritually inclined or who are on the path of spiritual realization. Many devotees fall down due to illicit sex. They may steal money and even fall down from the highly honored, renounced order. Then, for a livelihood, they accept men menial services and become beggars. It is therefore said in the Shastra, Janma Tunadi Grihamedi Shukam Hitu Chavat. Materialists
is based on sex, whether illicit or licit. Sex life is full of danger even for those who are addicted to household life. Whether one has a license for sex or not, that or not, there is great trouble. Bahu dukha bhag. After one indulges this sex, many problems of miseries ensue. One suffers more and more in material life. Miserly person cannot properly utilize the wealth he has. And similarly, a materialistic person misuses the human form. Instead of using it for spiritual emancipation, he uses the body for sense gratification. Therefore, he is called a miser.
Okay, so this is the conditioned souls description, conditioned souls who are entrapped in the conditional life of sense gratification, particularly sense enjoyment to our body and to the body of others in different ways. So he works very hard to to enjoy this body as much as possible, try to get material pleasure out of it. But actually, there's no pleasure, of course. So this is the forest of material existence. Samsara dhaha nanadita loka kanayakarunyananatam. Samsara dhaha nanadita loka means samsara. Material existence. Samsara dava nalali loka. Dava loka, the place of forest fire. Forest fire. So we are being burned down in the existence of the samsara material life of suffering. We are thinking it is very, very good. But there is no enjoyment here in this material world. Sense pleasure, and we all know it only leads to frustration. To enjoy, then you have to work so hard, and you have to have better facility. Your body feels, becomes broken down after a while, and then you try and try. These are the band-aid you put on. You've got a cut, and you put a band-aid. So our body is falling down and breaking down, and we're trying to still squeeze pleasure out of this material body. But if you can engage this body in serving Krishna, who is the real enjoyer, then it becomes very happy, full of joy. That is the way to satisfy this body. Because the body belongs to Krishna. We see others' body, we want to enjoy. They see your body, they want to enjoy. Where is the enjoyment in the material body? We see just now we had the kirtan. So excited. Who is having such kind of dance? Started 3 in the morning, full on, speedy dance, while everyone was still sleeping, waking up to go to work. We're having a big party here, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's because when you engage the body in serving Krishna, then it's become very joyful, very blissful. Because Krishna is the owner of this body. He's the owner of everything. So when you recognize Krishna as the enjoyer, and you become very smooth, we become full of happy and joyful because we are giving our work, our result of our work to the owner, Krishna, supreme enjoyer. And everything becomes wonderful. Our happiness is not based on how much money we have, how much material wealth we have, and material family we have. Family life is Krishna's family. That is happiness. You have your own little family, that's not going to make any happiness in there. You see, before you are brahmachari, then you have a family, and then you walk around with headache. I've never seen like grihasthas, they very rarely smile. Sorry. I see them. Oh my God, oh. Hare Baba, Krishna is here, look at Krishna, dance, be happy, joyful, joyfully perform. Sushukam kartam abhayam. No, I have so many anxiety. You know, we are so stressful. we can't even bring the smile out of our face. Like, what? Because of our gratification for the material world, we have to work so hard. We're full of anxiety. You see, cows and buffalo and goats and what else? Donkey. Yeah, they can go and eat grass. They're everywhere. You're driving from here to the countryside, full of grass everywhere. The animals, they can eat for free. But they're working to get that grass. We are like that. The world is full of, everything is there. But we want to have a bit more. Have a TV. How can you eat TV? And you want to have a better car. So you have to work for it. But actually, the real needs of life is already there. Krishna has given us food, water, and a place to sleep. What do you need? A sage, they live in the forest. They drink water from the river. And they wear bark from the tree. And for if it's winter, they burn the tree. And they sit near the fire and they chant. And then, if they want to eat, they have fruits and berries from the forest. How healthy it is. No anxiety. Ekdam kuch nahi. They're fully happy. But then, you want TV, you want beautiful wife, and on, then you have to work daytime, nighttime. And a lot of people, they work at night. They sleep daytime. What kind of life is that? Sleep, daytime, and work at night. When you're supposed to sleep at night. And then you're sleeping daytime. So everything is upside down. So people get sick, disease. They can't sleep at night. Or we can't sleep at night because we're excited. I want to get up for the program. We had big kirtan last night, so we're excited all night. That is spiritual excitement. Material excitement is no excitement. We go on Harinam, we see, we go down the road, up and down, and you see people sitting in the pub, hours and hours. By the time we come back after 2 hours, they're still drinking. They can't move their body. They're neshadya, they're intoxicated. We're not taking those intoxications, we are happy naturally. Singing and dancing, we didn't take any drugs. Because our happiness is spiritual. I'm older than anybody here, but I'm strong. I can take one of you, two of you. Because why? Because it's spiritual strength. I didn't abuse my body. Whole life, I'm vegetarian, I take Krishna prasadam, sing and dance. I didn't indulge in sense gratification, intoxication. My body is healthy. We tell the people, no. If you want to be healthy, become a devotee. Yesterday we saw in Harinam, was so long, isn't it? Every time we go Harinam, it's like, wow, I love it. My heels are sore because jumped in the air, landed on my heel, like it'll be sore. But I just stand Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and the spiritual vibration goes through the nerves and it gets better. Medicine. Shoulders are aching, but it's my karma. So. It'll get over with it. So we need to always take shelter of Krishna. If you don't take shelter of Krishna, you're victimized by Maya. We grab Maya, come on. Too late. So we have to grab the lotus feet of Krishna. Don't let go. They're trying to get this old lady out of Vrindavan. She was holding the rock. I'm not leaving Vrindavan. He was great, you know. He said, no, you go to Delhi or somewhere else. No, I love Vrindavan, I want to be here. He was so attached to Vrindavan. Similarly, we have to be attached to Krishna, attached to Chaitanya Hare Krishna. Then Maya cannot touch you. Like, you girls here, there's so many girls, they're not here, but you go on Harinam, singing and dancing. Your age, you'll be chasing after sense enjoyment on the phone 24 hours. But you guys here singing and dancing. That's the real enjoyment. You chase after sense enjoyment, chul the chul. Puras chavita chavana, like a cow. Nothing in the juice. There's no juice in it. They're still trying to little drop sugarcane juice out of it after they squeeze every bit out. There's no enjoyment in your body. We work so hard before you know you're 50. I'm 50, but I don't feel like I'm 50. Really, I feel like I'm 20. Look at me, I'm 70. Come, have a fight with me. You love me. So our strength is from Krishna, because we use the body to serve Krishna. Krishna gives you more energy, actually. I live in Hong Kong. There's one skinny lady, so skinny, like me, my finger. She works more hard than anybody. She's there in the kitchen 5 in the morning. She's there till 2 o'clock every day. I have never seen her eat. One day I open the door, she's behind the door eating apple. Mother, you're eating. She's... Where does she get energy from? Some occasion. Never. Whenever you talk so much on the phone or someone, you're losing your energy. Your life air going out from talking too much. I've seen many devotees, they never talk because you're preserving energy. Of course, in your mind you're thinking, but you have to think of Krishna. So, if you abuse this body, Prabhupada explains you abuse the body through sense enjoyment, you're losing your body's energy. You overeat so much that you don't have air to breathe. Oh, Prabhupada, lie on the left, right. Everywhere hurts if you eat too much. Right? It happens. Oh, Prabhupada, prasadam, we don't eat outside, we have to prasadam. This is our real enjoyment. Here, up to here. Can't breathe. You can't dance. Like. So you do have to control yourself from sense gratification. But that's the real enjoyment. When you have a light body, you're not full of food, you feel very light, you feel really good. You know, you go to the toilet, everything is clean because you ate properly at the right time. It gives you enough time to digest. So when you come to the temple, you feel so light, you can jump in the sky like a spring because your body is light. So, human life means there is sense control. Sense control for battle. You have to say yes to the right thing. You have to say no to what is going to hurt you. For Krishna, yes. For me, no. Every very strong. Very strong. Strong is, you know, like I lived in ashram last night. And, you know, everyone is so strict. Like 9:30, lights out. No TV, you know. What else? No, nothing. It's just one small kitchen, hardly anything in there. Every time I look in the bucket, there's not much there. They've already ate it. Fridge full of things, but if you look, it's all, you have to cook. Nobody wants to touch it. So it's austere life. Quite austere. I live in Chopati temple. They have one, like the temple room, that's ashram. Nobody has a room. And then I was thinking, oh God, Melbourne, I won't be there. Or Sydney. Ashram is so good, they have hot water, you can have facility. But according to places, time places, you have to have facility. So he was saying, you were taking ashram, you were going to turn it off. I go, Hare Krishna, go Lord. So some austerity is good, because that makes us strong in Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? When you have too much enjoyment, then you lose the appetite to serve Krishna. We're spoiled. You know. So, of course, the analogy where you have to have so much enjoyment that you're sick of it, then you turn to Krishna. That's a secondary class of understanding. That you enjoy so much that you're tired of it, then you turn to Krishna. No. You know. So, Prabhupada said, he made this Hare Krishna movement very enjoyable. Nice vishara, nice facility. It's all for Krishna, not for you. The ashram, the temple, is not a free hotel to come and eat and have a good life. We having this facility so we can have rest nicely, so we can serve Krishna nicely. Isn't it? I went to your home the other day, this former colonel, their home, just happened to go there. This is worse than ashram. There's nothing there. Like that. And I looked in your dad's room, it was like, just flat. No bed, no, like, I was thinking, oh God, these people are not grand, so they're like, I don't know. You know, so, and Mother G's room, your mother, like one flat room, she just sleeps on the floor with a dog, you know. This is, you know, but they're so, you're happy. So happiness doesn't depend on sense gratification. There's another type of happiness, spiritual happiness. Like, you want to enjoy a little bit extra, then you have to work for it, isn't it? Then you work, then you're tired, it's just on and on. But your life is unending. There's no enough. It always brings you distress. Spiritual life is so much more. Only at the end of Chanting Hare Krishna, what do you get out of it? We go on the street singing and dancing for 2 hours. What do you get? What do you get? A paycheck afterward. But it's freezing cold and we see dancing so happy. What do you get out of it? 2 hours, you could be watching TV, you know, some program maybe on the TV, something, in a warm room, and Gadisa, you know, you're sitting comfortably. So much more fun. But we're going Harinam, serving Krishna, because we are doing it for Krishna. We're taking that sacrifice of austerity for Krishna. That's what gives the pleasure in life. You see people this in front of the TV, even if you put a cardboard between, they can't see, because they're stuck to the TV. They go, wake up. And then the guts coming out, they're always in front of the TV, the gadi. They don't eat much, just eat good junk food. And they die early, like cat and dog. Yeah? Jamaludas come. If they die crying and in all their passing, means Jamaludas came. They saw, scared. Devotees, if they die, very smiling, full of devotees. So to be very careful. Somebody bring you big pleasure, prasadam, so many nice things, the best thing that you like, 9 o'clock at night, no thanks, Prabhu, because I want to get up for program. So that's strength. The strength to be able to say no, that you want to serve Krishna, that is real strength. When Maya comes in different forms, like when I leave here, and as soon as you leave the temple, you see everywhere. You know, nobody is seeing you. I take my beads out. You're my shelter, the holy name. We have to grab into the holy name. Cry for Krishna. If you don't cry to cry for Krishna. I know Japataka Maharaj is saying this. In Maya scared of you, this is Hare Krishna. I don't touch him. Krishna protects us. Krishna protects his devotees. We as devotees, we have to be exemplary. As leaders, we have to be exemplary. Because we have so many challenges from within our society. Probably we did this so many years ago. We need to be very example for others. One time, one devotee, he took halwa from the tiki plate. Sometime, no one was looking to take. And so they found him, he took Mahab. It was offered. And then temple president and temple management, they threw him out of the temple. See, you took Shami, he's not clean, this place is not clean. And Prabhupada heard, he was there. He says, you go and find him, bring him back, and cook the halwa for him. Especially for him. And don't worry about offering. That's the compassion. Prabhupada's compassion. So, don't always try to blame people. We have to blame ourselves, so not be able to teach others nicely. That's the extent of your preaching Krishna consciousness, that you love, in so much you love, so much you show your love to others that they can feel it. Yeah. Like, even Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. There was a story how somebody stole money from the temple, or somewhere like that, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, increase the salary. Something like that. So that, just so that he can remain a devotee. So he was seeing for the person's spiritual benefit, development. That's all. That's why Krishna also said, even if your material things come to me, but gradually he will purify you. At least you have come to Krishna. So even if akama sarva kama bha moksha tarame udharadi, it says that even if you're full of desires, you can come to Krishna. You have no desires, you can come to Krishna. Krishna will purify you after a while. So, the association of devotees, by chanting Hare Krishna, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can let go of those desires, let go of Maya. On your own, ekakya maya, on your own, it's not possible to be free from the bondage of material existence. So that's why it says here, the forest fire, the first verse, forest fire. We are burning in the material desires. Lust, anger, greed, these are all desires burning in our heart. This kills us after a while. When you have so many desires, you can't satisfy it, and you get frustrated and you have a fight. Even amongst us. Be satisfied with Krishna consciousness. You know, I've seen devotees get married, and they finish and marry again. What are you going to do? Your whole life, you do this business up and down, on and on. What is the time to serve Krishna? You know what I mean? Even Maharajis, there's so many Maharajis, you know, they are very exemplary. Hesi Purijan Prabhu, and so many, they are comfortable because they have children grown up. And they're just traveling and preaching. It's so nice. Good life, actually. Couple. Husband and wife, they can... This is always my idea. Husband and wife, they can talk to each other, read Bhagavatam together. He always have a companion to talk about Krishna. But it is never a dull moment for a devotee. We always... If we seriously, sincerely want to serve Krishna, we can always find ways to become Krishna conscious. If you want to be in Maya, you can find many ways to be in Maya also. There are areas everywhere in the world where you're not supposed to go. And you go there because there is trouble there. But people want to go to that kind of places too. And here is the temple. But very less people want to go. Oh, there's a religious place. Not for me. God doesn't exist. So, if you want to be Krishna conscious, if you want to be sincere devotee of Krishna, if you don't want to be Maya, you want to be a lover of Krishna, there are every means for that, to develop that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to run to go to the Mangalarti. You know, Jagannath would run. If I run from my home, I won't make it so far. But you have to have the desire. Krishna will watch us. So in our heart, what is that verse? Sarvapadi Nirmuktam. Sarvapadi. We have to be free from different designations. Vinirmuktam. Designations in the form of ego, in the form of desires for material profit, for a family, different things. You can have family, but raise your children to Krishna devotee. That's all. We're not saying no to anything. Grihastha Grihamedhi. Grihastha means one who is properly situated. Astha, Grihastha, in a spiritual life. Grihamedhi means one who has no spiritual life. Just saying, actually there's nothing. If you're not Grihastha, proper Grihastha, I went to some Grihastha's house. This, like your place, or so many others, they The main room is the temple. And they live in a small room. You know, they are all inviting devotees, take prasadam, giving charity. That's very nice. You can't live in your little home forever with the little family. It's temporary. We have to understand the situation we are living in is short-term. Everybody. Always try to see the realities. The reality is that we are living here for a short time. Don't get all settled up there and cozy. We're not going to live here for a long time. You see the young people in the city, before they had 50, 60, they wasted their whole life in enjoying their whole life wasted. Don't waste our life like that. If you're not devotee, you go see a movie. They have so many movies, you know. India, they also have. Now not many people go because you can see it in your phone. Theater, they go to white cinema. What a waste. 2 hours of waste, money and time. If it's not about Krishna. You feel, as devotees, we feel it's like such a waste. As a grihastha also, if you are not serving Krishna, it's a waste of time, actually, really waste of time. Like you guys, all the grihasthas I know, they're like, more like sannyasis. So Krishna conscious. In fact, grihasthas are Krishna conscious grihasthas. They are really good because there is no fake. They have to be serious because money need to come in and they need to develop spiritual life. There's just a lot of responsibility. There's no mucking around in that. We are grihasthas, we are brahmacharis. We have the freedom. So we need to execute our duty. Whatever duty we have, that's we have to be responsible for that. Do it very seriously, sincerely. Krishna will bless us, actually. So if you have 50% time, you have to spend with family because you're grihastha, but you're always in your heart burning to go to the temple, to chant, to be with the devotees. Krishna will appreciate that. Otherwise, it's like the prostitute and the brahmana. You know that story? The prostitute, he was looking through the window and he saw the brahmana doing puja and stuff. Always glorifying the brahmana. Oh, very nice. I am so fallen. I'm a prostitute. Yeah, and this brahmana, always glorifying. The brahmana was thinking, oh, look at that prostitute. Yeah, look at that. Yeah. He was doing puja and all the So then they both died and the prostitute was going to heaven. Brahmana said, well, what is this? I am Brahmana, I am doing puja. And she is prostitute and she got it. He said, no, you're always criticizing her. You're always thinking, prostitute, you are doing puja. He said, showing you puja. You know, so, we have the facility to serve Krishna. Where is your mind at? Pankajangi Prabhu, he just recently passed away. We are reading his stories. They said, can you take sannyas? He said, no, I'm holding the bell. That's my stick. I'm doing the puja tomorrow. What am I going to do with the sannyas stick? They were so advanced. I remember Pakajangi Prabhu when I first met him. They were like these two brothers. They were like demigods. The village people at Mayapur, they loved them so much. So when I first saw them, I was literally, who is who? They both looked similar. I was telling my mother, they go, these guys are good twins. And then when I joined the temple, they're very, very rough, like really rough. And so they're grabbing me and then they're filling me with a cold shower and stuff. And they would take the blanket away to make me get out of morality. They look very soft and very relaxed, very nice, but when we live with them, they're really, really tough people. I say, wow, you know. So devotees, it doesn't mean, it means they're very strict, very heavy. Prabhupada was, oh, Swamiji, like they're supposed to be very mellow. But look at the Kurukshetra battlefield of Kurukshetra. Krishna himself was there, killing. They are piling up on the body. There are 18 lakes, lakes of pond of blood. And they are sadhus, they're devotees. Don't fight, sadhus, you shouldn't fight. What is this? Kurukshetra. Krishna himself was there. He said, come on, go on, fight. Means we are compassionate, but we have to be compassionate in the right way. Krishna tell you, then you fight. If you are in the battlefield, you are killing so many people because you are told to. But when you come back from the battlefield, you cannot even kill one person. You go to prison, isn't it? So we are doing according to what pleases Krishna, according to our duty. So your senses are going wild. No! I'm for Krishna. You have to be strong. That's it. Your senses are burning you. Yeah. No, I am here for Krishna. You have to be strong. Isn't it? That's strength. That's how I think. Srila Prabhupada was married once. His disciple was married many times. 5 times, 6 times, 7 times. Show compassion to the maladies. That's not the way. Compassion. You know what I mean? The idea is show your strength that you really love Prabhupada, you really love Krishna. Isn't it? Prabhupada is sitting there. He's watching all over us. I was in Los Angeles and it's a huge temple, like double the size, 3 times the size of this temple. And they have a balcony. The Maharaj is up there. They see the deity. And then the men, in the olden days, they would be on there, but now everyone's down. So I went there for the first time. And I was thinking, wow, so many devotees. It was just me, Maharaj and Prahlad, and one more devotee, which are a huge temple. And the Sunday feast was packed. They're all like old devotees. They're coming in for Sunday feast. They all say, ah, I don't know. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just saying, we love Prabhupada. Be here. And chant and sing in front of Prabhupada. Why we are happy? Because it pleases Prabhupada. Prabhupada says, stop, I don't like it. Then we won't do it. Prabhupada is to go, come on, you know, dancing enough. I'll be up in the air this time, like we were doing this morning. You saw me when I was like your age, 18, 20. You would never see me touching the ground. All of them in the air. And it's springing. And Sangharita in Mayapur, when they have Sangharita in Mayapur, if you show any signs of weakness, you're singing, they take the microphone. Say, you can't sing. So I took the microphone from them. He was singing already very strong, but I took it because I want to sing. I said, you're singing very weak. So I took it. I was singing more tough. Everybody, hey! You know. Then we went around, they go around the temple 3 times. And then he comes to the back of the temple, Radha Madhava. There's an area, it is dark and very echo. Feels good. Yeah. So then it was really wild and spinning everything. And I felt like I couldn't sing. I blacked out. Like, I'm gonna die. I was on the ground like this. Everybody, I'm dying, blah, blah, like nobody's saying anything. By the time they finished the mantra, I got up. I was okay. Again, So, we have to be that kind of enthusiasm. There is no room for Maya. It's blocked. Like somebody saying something in the Facebook, he blocked them. I was doing it all the time. That's the final result. I can't get through anymore. I blocked. So we have to block ourselves from this kind of Maya thing, situations. Blocked. Can't get through. So it'll be strong like that. I'm for Krishna. And I'm saying it because I'm not doing it. At least I'm saying it to give me that inspiration by saying it. And if I can inspire it a little bit. So it's very difficult to practice Krishna consciousness, Kali Yuga, because we are always being bombarded, distracted. Like, you know, I always wonder how they drive those trains.
Nobody is a train driver, right?
It's amazing. If you're sitting in the farm, you're driving the train, you see straight, there's two tracks. It's like so weird. And you see that you're going so straight. Because sometimes they have train, I remember when I was in China, the train driver, when they have a glass, he can see the driver and see through. And the guy is driving. Imagine a little bit of distraction. You can off the track. That everybody is going to get hurt. So we have to be very concentrating. Now we're staying in the track of Krishna consciousness. Time to get out. Get out. 5 more minutes. But before you know it, it's 5 in the morning. So don't give yourself an inch for anything. Be strong. A little bit of gap. Like if you have a hole in the bucket, it'll all the water will go. It gets bigger, like a canal. So we have to block every hole. Don't give an inch. Very strong. Like all the brahmacharis here, they're very, very strong. I made this Palak Paneer. Even when I was cooking a drooling, I said, Krishna, sorry. But, you know, it's for your pleasure. Sometimes it's good. And you're not drooling means it's not good. Krishna doesn't like it. You have to feel that you want. If you don't like him, how Krishna's going to like it? And so I was thinking, well. And then I was wondering, no, I don't want Palak Paneer because it's paneer in it. So you were like, you want to have a very simple prasadam. You know, so they will like say no to what's unhealthy, you don't take it. Be very strong with yourself. I always fall down and say, I'll have a little bit of something. But it's not that bad. But what I'm saying is, you got to be very strong with yourself. What hurts you, what's, we don't criticize devotees. Simple. Like I have a big argument on the Facebook about some issue. Like people throwing like arrows at me. And there was a Prabhu, a friend of mine, it's Damala from EK, he lives in Nikoda. He said, you really got yourself in trouble. Everybody's throwing arrows, I didn't answer. I said, what's your Krishna conscious standing before you open your big mouth? And everybody quiet. But then, so be very careful what you say, what we do in our actions. We have to be so perfect that no one can find fault in you. That's the standard of a Vaishnava. Yeah, kind of a Vaishnava. He had 3 times a day, nice Vishal facility. If you take all the way, I don't want to be here. No, the challenges will come. You know, if you go to some Gauriya Math, they're not Madhujis. They're not allowed to be puja, do puja and all this. They're only Brahmacharis. I was in India, I was thinking, I like super strict brahmachari. Like Shega, I have my own Vedanga. I was thinking in Australia everybody is a Hare Krishna devotee. Because I saw every white person devotee in India. So I thought maybe everyone is here. So when I came, I arrived in Sydney, everybody was calling me. All the white people said, oh, what are you doing here? You know, like it was very nasty. They had dogs, I think, well, I didn't think of going to be like this. I thought everyone was, they said, just like you people, when you go to India, you think everybody's a devotee. Not everyone's a devotee, also. So then, you know, the temple, so nice temple, like this, and they had glass door with a brass handle, like 5-star hotel. They clean every day with brass door and stuff. I was thinking, wow, this is so nice temple. And in front of the temple, they have a small takeaway. So they said, Prabhu, what do you want to eat? I said, I don't know, I can't make my mind, there's so many things I want to eat. They had this carrot cake. It's like this, like a cube. So I said, I have a slice of that. I said, oh, one more. So attractive. And I was a strict brahmachari. We have 60 brahmacharis in the temple. And we have 60 Madhujis. Like your age, young girls. And so we'll have huge kirtan. And our side will be sweaty on the floor. So we swap. So Madhuji go that side, the men, because you didn't dance enough. So like really full on. So there was Maharishis and Brahmacharis, but there was no issue. Because we were so absorbed in singing and dancing. And then we go on Sankirtan. We had no problems. And then, so it's not that Srila Prabhupada introduced Maharaji in our temple. The idea is to give everybody a chance to serve Krishna. At the same time, there's principles that you follow. And everyone's so engaged that there's no time for mucking around or giving yourself a break to chit-chat. We're serving Krishna. So when Krishna is in the middle, everything goes smooth, so beautiful. That's the whole idea of Krishna consciousness. Dynamic Krishna consciousness. Everyone is busy serving Krishna. And a couple that got married. There, the Maharaji was in the kitchen cooking, and he went down, she went for a wedding, finished, he went back in the kitchen. There was no special day, like, you go honeymoon, all this stuff. Straight back in the kitchen. They got married, so their whole idea is to serve Krishna. And they're doing it as a duty. They married us, okay, married, finished. They had children, okay, finished. But their Krishna consciousness is in the forefront. There's no other thing. So that's my point. So that we have to keep ourselves in the fire of devotional service. The fire. Smoke coming out. Not smoke, only fire. So that then we'll be fixed up. Give yourself some inch of maya. It's okay, Prabhu. Like the West Karmi says, and you're okay, I'm okay, we're all okay. What's that? We're not okay, that's the problem. Problem is that we think we're okay when we're not okay. We think ourselves okay. What's your world full of problem? You see coronavirus, so many different viruses, and so many different diseases, oh, I'm okay. This is mature world, the karma. So we have to be very strong with ourselves to be Krishna conscious. Chant your rounds, no sleeping while you're chanting. You know, the other day I was chanting here and I heard somebody snoring. What is this? Nearly hit the ground. I hear that. Oh yeah, yeah, I'm so observing, serving Krishna. Chanting Japa. Our time. We, you know, I remember at the sannyasi would carry a water gun under the chakra. Where did the water came from? You sleep in the Bhagavata class, they throw a gong stick at you. They have a gong stick. And this Bhavananda used to have a stick. He would stick, hit you with a stick. And he used to, in fact, he used to walk around with that. He got criticized for that as a child abuse. We were small kids. I told my mother, when I grow up, I'm going to get this guy. And then I came back to Australia in 2016 and I got the phone number from Nitananda, his friend. So I called Bhavananda. I said, you want to fight? I want to get back what you did to me. He said, come on. I said, I'll come to Sydney soon. Just kidding. He said, I'm maybe 70, but I'm still strong. I said, we'll see. So my point is, sometimes devotees are rough, very rough, but they're waking us up from ignorance. So maya is everywhere, but you have to be strong. The devotees will tell you off. You see, sometimes the Ajahn Maharaji, Aniruddha, will tell you off. When she comes, everybody trembling. Well, in fact, it's actually good, because that's, if everybody's so nice, scratching the back, I'm cooking for you nice food, everybody comes. Somebody has to give you danda, somebody has to tell you. That's the beauty of a Vaishnava. They're very tough. They create a fear in you, but they, in fact, they remove your ignorance in a different way. Prabhupada was also very heavy. I've heard stories. Prabhupada was angry. He didn't give up on you for a long time. He would be on you, onto you for days. But he was loving. course, they want to teach us that. So like that. Mothers tell us to teach us that we clean our pot nicely, we cook nicely, we do things nicely. So there's a loving exchange. So, because we are here a very short time. So, this point here, Maya, devotee, there's no Maya. We want to be Maya, then you're Maya. But otherwise, there's no Maya. We are, every one of you are leader in Krishna consciousness. We have to be leader. Apane achar. By your example, you have to be leader in Krishna consciousness. You have to lead the society, lead the devotees. After I came here, I'm watching everybody. And some people, they're copying me even. I've seen. But I'm not saying you are, but I'm saying that is good. If I can inspire in Krishna consciousness, you can inspire me. That's how it works. We inspire each other to serve Krishna. I don't know how to cook. I throw them in the kitchen. I learn how to cook from you all. Now I'm cooking first class for Krishna. So this way, everything we do, we learn from each other how to do things for Krishna. Isn't it? We didn't hire professional five-star hotel cook. Maybe it doesn't remember. It just happened to be as a devotee. But I'm saying all of us are not coming from that background. So Krishna accepts our love for him, not just professional, our endeavor. So when you give up Maya voluntarily, when you serve Krishna, work a little hard for him. He appreciates that. Because when you go back to Godhead, you're going to be with Krishna. Krishna is going to reward you for going there. You know, Krishna is playing on the flute while you're eating a mango. You're eating mango, you're going all over your face, you're swimming in the mango juice. Krishna is just playing flute. He's enjoying seeing you enjoy. He's very detached. In fact, everybody's sitting around you. Krishna is eating less. Everybody is eating a big amount. Krishna is just watching everyone. He eats a little bit. That's his pleasure. You see all this food we offer. It comes back for his devotees. It's not that he finishes it all off. So, Krishna consciousness is enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment in every way. If we want to be part of it. We want to work hard, we want to struggle for life, then that path is also there. But if you want to be Krishna conscious, you want to be with devotees, that's up to us. The choice is us. Hare Krishna. Any questions? We still have that time to yoga. Alright, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.